Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The superintendent of Durham Public Schools has resigned. This as school board members are meeting tonight about ongoing pay issues. Coming up, what he's sharing about his resignation only on WRAL.
Two people are dead after a fire in Cumberland County. What investigators are working to learn after this house in Spring Lake went up in flames?
And our temperatures are below freezing almost everywhere this morning, but this will be the last cold morning that we see for a while. I'll show you a warmer but wetter weekend.
Today, law enforcement will honor Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson. The procession that's happening today after the school resource officer died in a crash earlier this week. Those who work closely with him had nothing but wonderful things to say about him and his dedication to public service. It is 6 o'clock. We have a lot of news to tell you about. It's going to be a nice warm up today. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making this part of your Thursday here as we get going. That roller coaster is still down at the bottom, and it is cold out there right now. But yeah, we're looking forward to that ride up the ramp. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yep, you say spring. You just notice that a lot of the bulbs are out. I've seen crocuses and daffodils. It looks beautiful. So the weather is going to, you know, trend in that direction for the next few days. But it is still cold out there this morning, 30 degrees in the triangle. Our temperature here in Rocky Mount Wilson, likely in the upper 20s. Our wind is calm. That is not something we've seen the last several days. It's been breezy, so we've had a wind chill yesterday and the day before. But it's just cold out there today. 24 in Southern Pines. It's 23 in Roxboro, 30 in Fayetteville, 28 in Clinton, 27 in Goldsboro. So temperatures are below freezing everywhere this morning. We may see temperatures drop another degree or two by the time we get to 7 a.m. But during the day today, our wind will shift to southerly. That's going to start to bring in the warmth. We'll see a high of 60 degrees this afternoon, but that flow will also bring in some moisture. We'll have a small chance of a shower on Friday and Saturday, and then that rain really picks up for us on Sunday and Monday. Now, the temperatures will stay mild. We're looking at only liquid, but I'll show you how much rain we could see with this system. Coming up, Brian.
601, almost 602 right now. We had a report from our partners at Waze of a crash out on 40 westbound around Davis Drive. Some new information. It looks like that's a report of a hazard in the road now. Not really seeing anything on the camera out there. Sensors are not indicating any big delays, but we'll watch that, let you know how it's developing. As we head around the rest of the triangle, still looking good in Wake County. No crashes reported, and all of our major routes heading into Raleigh are looking fine.
Brian, thanks. It's a new challenge for Durham Public Schools, where leaders will now be looking for a new superintendent. Pascal Mubenga announced his resignation last night, effective immediately. Mubenga spoke about his decision in an interview you'll see only on WRAL. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us outside Durham Public Schools offices this morning. And Kelsey, this comes ahead of a meeting tonight that will address those pay issues with school teachers.
Jeff, Mubenga says that his decision to resign was mutual between him and the school board. And the school board is going to be meeting again tonight to talk about those ongoing pay issues that we've been telling you about for weeks. Mubenga spoke only with WRAL about his resignation. He says these last few weeks have been chaotic and he apologized.
I'll say this, my apologies to the Durham community. Our kids, our families, they deserve better. It's very unfortunate that we get to this point, but there are a lot of great things that we have at Durham Public Schools, and we have qualified folks with a good intent and good folks that will be able to continue this work.
The school board released findings of an internal review on the pay issue. It shows the former CFO knew last February that the true cost of raises would double once years of service were calculated, but he didn't tell the board. Mubenga found out in November and called for an investigation. Deputy Superintendent Nicholas King will act as superintendent until an interim is named, and we'll stay on top of what happens in that meeting later tonight. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
And Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams says he has very little information about this particular situation with the district, but does understand there's been an error with salaries. Williams says he does question whether resigning or firing anyone truly solves this issue.
This is overall just a very unfortunate situation. People resigning or people getting fired, I still don't know how that solves the issue of, you know, the pay discrepancy and children been able to get their learning time back.
Williams also told WRAL it's important for the district to clearly communicate to its employees about what went wrong so any similar issues like this can be avoided in the future.
Breaking news. Investigators are working to learn the cause of a fire in Cumberland County that left two people dead. Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker with what we're learning about that investigation.
Investigators here with the SBI were called to that scene because of the deaths that are involved. I want to show you a video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of what this looked like. It happened around 10 o'clock last night in the Spring Lake community on Morrison Avenue. And you can see just a massive response from that fire department there, all in an effort to try to put those flames out as quickly as possible. Sadly, two people were unable to make it out of this home alive. And I'm asking investigators how that happened. What went wrong in all of this? I'm also asking if they have any idea on what caused this fire. I'll let you know as soon as I get those answers. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Also new this morning, we are working to learn what caused a fire on Garner Road. Crews responded to this just after 3 o'clock. It was a call of a structure fire near Bragg Street. They were able to quickly put out the flames. Officials say no one was inside the building and no one was hurt.
Police in Raleigh are working to make arrests after a meeting to sell items through social media turned into an armed robbery. This happened just after 8 last night on Peter Court. That's just off Garner Road. Police say two men approached the victim in the parking lot. One of them pulled out a gun. The victim also pulled out a gun, and there was an exchange of shots fired. The two men ran. The victim stayed and cooperated with police. One building and three vehicles were hit with bullets. No one was hurt.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear a case that could have a big impact on the presidential election. Justices will hear arguments about whether former President Donald Trump should be kept off the ballot in the state of Colorado over his role in the January 6th riot. Extra security fencing is up around the court this morning, and people have been camping out overnight ahead of the hearing. Colorado Supreme Court ruled in December that Trump should be left off the ballot there based on the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It disqualified public officials who have engaged in insurrection from ever serving again. Two states, Colorado and Maine, have determined this ban applies to Trump. Trump and his legal team disagree, arguing there is no legal basis and that blocking him from the ballot would cause what he calls chaos and bedlam.
New this morning, authorities in Robeson County say a former UNC Pembroke student has died after a shooting that led to an active shooter alert on campus. Campus police responded to a shots fired call just before 5 yesterday afternoon near a university apartment complex. Police say they found shell casings at the scene and later found a gunshot victim off campus. That person was airlifted to a hospital and later died. There will be counselors on UNC Pembroke's campus today. All classes before 11 this morning are canceled.
Today, the body of Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson, who was killed in a crash Tuesday, will be escorted to a funeral home in Clinton. More than 50 law enforcement vehicles will leave Betsy Johnson Hospital in Dunn around 11 this morning. The crash happened Tuesday near Lillington. This is video of that scene. Yesterday, we learned Johnson's Dodge Charger crossed over the center line and collided with a tractor trailer near NC Highway 210. That impact caused his patrol car to spin out and collide with a car right behind that tractor trailer. A funeral service will be held for Johnson Tuesday at Central Baptist Church in Dunn.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today. This is brand new video into a newsroom of Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders. He is pushing for a humanitarian pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. These meetings come one day after Blinken issued a harsh critique of the Israeli Defense Forces campaign in Gaza. Blinken wants to see an improved humanitarian effort by Israel in Gaza. This is the Secretary's seventh trip to Israel since the October 7th Hamas-led attack. We'll keep monitoring the story for any updates here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thank you. People who live on Martin Street in Raleigh are left shaken by recent shootings, and they're trying to get help from city leaders to keep their neighborhood safe. Dozens of people attended a meeting last night calling for action from Raleigh police and city officials. WRAL has reported on 3 shootings on Martin Street in recent months. They want to see more officers patrolling the streets. We spoke with one man who preferred not to go on camera for safety reasons.
My wife and 2 of her pregnant friends were walking home early December, and they missed one of the shootings that happened on Martin and Haywood by a matter of minutes.
Can we target Martin?
During the meeting, neighbors met with City Councilman Corey Branch and police officers who patrolled the downtown district and shared their frustrations. Branch says the city manager and police chief are talking about funding for additional technology and officers.
The city of Raleigh will host another chance to learn about plans for an alternative response program for mental health emergencies. Tonight, the forum will start at 8 o'clock at Hayes Barton United Methodist Church. The new program would involve more social workers and peer support and help connect people with mental health professionals. Program leaders also say it reduces the stigma of police and it builds community trust.
This morning, NASA has a revolutionary new satellite in space. How the PACE satellite will give us a new look at microscopic ocean life.
And police say mail thefts are on the rise in the Raleigh area. The single key, they say, is behind thousands of dollars in stolen checks.
It's cold this morning, but the warm-up begins this afternoon. We climb on up into the 60s and then some 70s for parts of the weekend. But it also turns wetter. I'll show you the timeline for the rain this weekend and how much we could see.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
On this chilly morning, our temperatures are in the 20s in most places. In the Triangle, we're sitting at 30 degrees right now. Our skies are clear. It's going to be a beautiful day. Our high temperatures will climb into the 60s today. So today begins our warm-up as we head into the weekend. But we also have some rain in the forecast. Even starting tomorrow, we could see a few light showers. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get outside and enjoy this nice day. Temperatures this morning are ranging from 25 to around 30. And so kids at the bus stop hopefully will be bundled up for that. But getting off the bus, they may be ready to shed those coats as our temperatures climb to nearly 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine. After this morning, it's not this cold again until sometime next week. We'll enjoy the warmer temperatures, but I'll show you how much rain we can see and which day looks the wettest. Coming up, Brian.
614 now, Elizabeth. All new, getting reports of a vehicle fire in West Raleigh on Trinity Road near Trinity Woods. Not seeing any big delays with that, but just a heads up there on the west side of Raleigh. And it looks like, as I've been out here, we've had a report of a crash over in the Apex area. So we'll pinpoint a location for you and have an update coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's take a look at your major approaches into Durham right now. Still looking fine on I-40 in both directions through South Durham. And 85 is looking good through North Durham at the moment. Renee?
Brian, thanks. At least six people are unaccounted for after a house outside Philadelphia was set on fire following a shooting that wounded two police officers. Police responded to the home yesterday afternoon for a report of an 11-year-old girl being shot. When they got there, a gunman started shooting from inside the home. Two officers were shot. They're expected to survive. Officials say they wouldn't be able to check the home until this morning because of a threat from the gunman and the fire not being completely out.
New this morning, a revolutionary new satellite will give us a look at Earth's marine life. It is now in space.
3, 2, 1, booster ignition.
A rocket carrying NASA's PACE satellite launched from Cape Canaveral just after 1:30 this morning. The mission is expected to shed light on how aerosols and clouds serve as indicators for ocean health and global warming. It'll join a fleet of more than two dozen NASA Earth Science missions currently circling the Earth.
Today, state education leaders will launch a new effort to get more businesses involved in school and workforce education. The Department of Public Instruction and the North Carolina Chamber will release a new toolkit for businesses this morning. The toolkit is designed to help businesses learn how to work with schools and start internship and apprenticeship programs. The launch event is happening at 10 this morning.
Raleigh police say a single stolen postal key may be the key to tens of thousands of dollars in check fraud in Raleigh. New numbers and documents obtained by WRAL point to at least 26 stolen checks since April of last year. That's when a postal service worker was robbed and their master key, which can open any post box, was stolen. The victims include people in Raleigh and Clayton, at least nine businesses, and even the infant toddler center at Raleigh's First Baptist Church. Police and postal inspectors are looking into this. So far, no arrests have been made.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, the Vince Lombardi Trophy is in Vegas. This is brand new video of the coveted trophy arriving in Vegas. A FedEx Express delivery van transported the trophy to the Super Bowl experience presented by Toyota, officially marking the first time Vegas will be hosting the Super Bowl. Three-time Super Bowl champion and 49ers great Jerry Rice doing the honors, carrying the trophy from that FedEx van. He's going to take it into what's called the Super Bowl experience. Of course, that's a fan experience, so people can go and experience different clinics and get autographs and all that good stuff. And you can see Jerry Rice doing the honors there, where it will remain here until Saturday. And then, of course, it will go to the stadium on Sunday for the big game. The winner of the Super Bowl, we get to take home that trophy right there.
Yeah, precious cargo, got to handle it with gloves. This weekend, Wake County Animal Center is launching its Valentine's Adoption Campaign Program. This means adoption fees will be $25 for dogs 6 months and older and $5 for cats. It starts Saturday, runs through Friday the 16th. Right now, there are 86 dogs, 3 puppies, 20 cats, and a kitten waiting to find their forever homes.
Coming up on 618 right now, beautiful sunrise on the way right now, clear and cool. We may drop still a few degrees here as we continue on this morning. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look around town.
We tend to see our coldest temperature this time of year right around sunrise. And so that's going to be in the 7 o'clock hour. So, yeah, we might drop it another degree or two. We're sitting at or below freezing everywhere this morning. Lots of 20s, but clear skies. We're just beginning to see a hint of daylight there in Goldsboro. We take a look at Apex this morning. Here's Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, right there, look at our newsroom in Fayetteville. Let's talk about the big picture. A lot of things going on here. Of course, earlier in the week, we had devastating flooding in Southern California. There's another system swinging through there, not likely to cause a lot of problems, but definitely creating some wintry conditions across parts of the West. This is the low that brought all that rain to California. As it slides north and east, the cold front will drag across our area and start to increase the amount of moisture that we see in our region. This high pressure system has been feeding cool air in. As it moves eastward, it starts to tap into some of that Gulf moisture and warmth. And that's what's going to change up our weather pattern. Today just looks beautiful. We'll see 60 degrees. We'll see sunny skies, cold start. But we warm up this afternoon with a switch in our wind direction. But let's start with Friday morning. Friday morning early, we could see a few sprinkles. It's going to be interesting. Both of our short range or high resolution models are showing a few isolated showers for Friday morning. There are probably going to be plenty of people that don't see them. And it's going to be a dry air mass. So we're not likely to see very much rain, but futurecast, both of these models continue to show just an isolated shower, a little sprinkle for us on Friday, even into the evening. And then Saturday, we get a little bit of a break, it looks like. Here's Saturday at 8 a.m. We might even see a little bit of sunshine peeking through on Saturday. And then Saturday night, Sunday and Monday look the wettest. So we move ahead. Here's Saturday morning. This version of futurecast is showing a sprinkle or two. So we've got 20% in for Saturday just to cover the bases. Then our cold front swings through, bringing us rain on Sunday. It may taper off a little bit late in the day, and then we see another wave that moves in on Monday. That's likely to be with us, maybe tapering off late Monday, but probably going to be early Tuesday before we see that moving on out. And then we'll see some clearing after that, and temperatures will start to drop a little bit again as well. How much rainfall are we going to see out of this? Between now and Sunday, we'll likely see somewhere between half an inch and an inch, and then on Monday we could see maybe another inch on top of that. So all total, an inch and a half to 2 inches out of this by the time we get to Monday night. Super Bowl forecast looks dry in Las Vegas, but they do have a dome over the stadium. It'll be cool at 55 degrees at game time. For us, temperatures will be in the 60s on Sunday. We'll see some scattered showers. Of course, Sunday and Monday, likely the wettest days. And then by Wednesday, just in time for Brian Schrader's birthday, we're back to some sunshine. And Brian, this looks like the perfect birthday for you. I mean, 58 degrees, some sunshine.
That's hard to beat.
It is.
That is hard to beat. I have nothing to complain about. It is now 6:20 as we take a look at traffic. I want to talk about this crash over in Apex. It's reportedly on 64 westbound, right around the Highway 55 interchange. I'm not seeing much evidence for this crash causing any problems. Our sensors are looking fine through there. Raleigh 911 is not reporting a response to this crash, but our traffic feed here is indicating a report of a crash apparently involving a truck. So we're working to get some details about that. Just in the past couple of seconds, we've had a report of a crash over in the Wilson's Mills area on 70, and I am seeing a little bit of a westbound delay building there as you head out of Selma back toward the Wilson's Mills area. We'll get an update on that coming up in a few minutes. And a reminder, if you're getting ready to head out, don't Don't forget, turn us on in the car. We're on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Brian. Disney is making a billion-dollar investment in a triangle company. What the CEOs of Disney and Epic Games say you can expect from this blockbuster new partnership.
5 on Your Side has uncovered more cancer cases connected to NC State's Poe Hall. The criticism the school's chancellor is now facing from employees and students over this investigation.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
There are a lot of folks out there who have been watching Suits, and right now
it's
it stars are reuniting with help from Judge Judy.
It's addictive. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
And I've been watching Judge Judy, so we're well covered here.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl ad for Elf Cosmetics takes place in the courtroom of Judge Judy. There she is.
Oh, boy.
Suits stars Gina Torres, Rick Hoffman, and Sarah Rafferty are all part of the case, which is about overspending on beauty products. And there are many other celebrities in the courtroom as well.
Okay, I feel like this hits all the notes for me. Affordable cosmetics, the stars of Suits, Judge Judy, a hit of a Super Bowl ad. And I've been telling Jeff and Brian over and over, please watch Suits, the most streamed show on Netflix of 2023, Suits.
And yet we still
have not
listened.
All those people can't
be wrong. Hmm, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm used to it.
Do you have her lighting? You need Judge Judy's lighting. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, we could both just
She looks good.
Elf
Cosmetics.
When you're playing in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Get all the lighting you want. Disney is bringing Moana back to the big screen. In the sequel, Moana gets an unexpected call from her ancestors and has to go on a new adventure on the high seas. It is going to be in theaters Thanksgiving.
Cannot wait for it. You know, Moana 2, it was supposed to be a TV series. They weren't even planning a movie, but then the big guy, Bob Iger, took a look at some of the footage. He said, this is too good. We're going to make a second version of this. So out it will come Thanksgiving.
It is really good. The songs in the first Moana.
Even I liked it, and I don't like anything.
Right, exactly. So
okay,
that's the
so you heard it right here. You got to watch it if you haven't. All right, thanks, Brian. This picture of a napping polar bear, we love this, curled up on an iceberg, is the winner of this year's Wildlife Photographer of the Year People's Choice Award. It's called Icebed. British amateur photographer Nima Sarakhani took the photo off the coast of Norway, and he says he hopes it inspires hope that there is still time to reverse climate change. Man. The bed is shrinking. A record 75,000 people voted in this photography competition.
Well, it's been chilly here, but we're about to see a big warm-up. It starts today, and we'll see at least one day this weekend in the 70s. But we do have rain to go along with it. I'll show you which days look the wettest coming up.
Also today, law enforcement will honor Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson. The procession that's happening today after his death in a crash earlier this week.
Durham Public Schools will be looking for a new superintendent after Pascal Mubenga issues his immediate resignation. What's next for school leaders as they try to work through the growing controversy over staff pay?